We did fine on two out of three.
Yeah, which one?
ABC and NBC did beautifully by us, I think. I mean, on balance. CBS was snotty, rather.
What did he use?
Well, they all used the same footage, I must say. They got in there the best footage possible. Where you said that phase one had succeeded, and cited the figures, and then there was just... You could tell there was a little bit of laughter, but not much. And you said, just ask your...
Yeah.
Go home and ask your wives, and then you went into pulling out the piece of paper and reading what Meany had said, and smiling, and very confidently, and then tearing into that line, I do know what I'm doing. That was excellent on all three. We had about 4 minutes, I would say, on NBC, about seven on CBS. And a good long report on ABC, but rather had in there a couple of shots about we had there was more laughter, but the microphones couldn't pick them up. And
he said so?
Yes.
Oh, for Christ,
son of a bitch, he really is.
And what else?
We talked to him. You know, we really worked him over today too. Just
what else did he say?
That was the principal negative.
Well, I wonder if that did it make the entire report negative, you think, or not?
No, I don't think so. What made CBS negative was they followed it with McGovern and said that McGovern came after you, and that he, in contrast to you, he was well received, and then Meany afterwards complimented him on his speech.
Right.
Now,
of course he was.
Of course. Well, that in a way that's helpful because it showed to anybody who understands it how damn partisan Meany was. On all of the networks, they showed Meany sitting stern-faced during your talk. On CBS, in particular, they had a marvelous shot of you down with the crowd. Marvelous shot. And then they had Meany walking up to the podium, banging the gavel and saying, and now we'll go to Act Two, and the laughter. But an excellent shot of you going into the crowd. I think on balance, anybody watching it would come away with the impression that you had enormous guts to stand there and say it, that you went into a hostile crowd. The lead-in from Chancellor was excellent. That you
Did Rather say that or not?
Yes. Yeah. Rather's report is just typical Rather. You know, he can't say what day it is without sounding a little snide in the process because he's a snide son of a bitch.
I wouldn't think.
No, he had some good lines in there, too. I'm overly sensitive. I look for all of this. I think, on balance, NBC and ABC were very good. On balance, they were good. And CBS, just as is typical.
They got across the confrontation, telling off labor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Cronkite led in by saying that President Nixon went to the head of LCIO today and told him that with or without labor, he was going to make his economic program succeed. It was very strong, very good lead-in from Cronkite. I guess I shouldn't. I just get...
Yeah.
You get so damn close to it, and you know when they give you those little snide gestures.
The main thing we have to follow up is to be sure that... left Miami abruptly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't abruptly. I was told all the minute. It was just Jim Tully's newsman. He didn't, but you know how it is. For a figure, probably did. He didn't mean to. But
well, he did for background,
they
so they could plan
the
weekend.
Well, the hell with him.
That's right.
You
now
plan.
Screw him. I would
I've told him not to. And Ziegler has got to be told. They can't plan their weekend there or California anyplace else. I will go, and I don't know when I'm going to return.
Exactly.
Because frankly, I heard the reason he came back. The weather's turning bad tonight. Tomorrow, I found that out, so I decided to come back.
Sure. Well, I think in some ways, with Muskie being in, the trouble with your staying there this weekend, I wanted to see you stay for your own sake. I think you need the rest. But,
oh, hell no, I just can't leave.
Well, but I frankly, the reason that I surmised you did is with Muskie there, tomorrow night for a big party at Key Biscayne at the Sonesta Hotel, and with delegates pouring in, I mean, Democrats pouring in and out of the AF of LCIO, beating our brains out, but you just don't want to be sitting there resting while they're doing that, 40 miles away. Just
well, let me say, whenever you're talking to Ron, just tell him.
I'll tell him.
All the good relations you want to address aren't worth it to talk. It doesn't do any good, John. It doesn't make any difference. Now, we've been very kind to these people. They don't need to find. They have their girlfriends and everything else down there.
Sure.
What the hell with them?
Exactly.
They're going, from now on, I'll go when I come.
Yep.
I'll come back when I do. I cannot be at their mercy.
I couldn't agree with you more. I wouldn't tell them a goddamn thing. You're going down to speak and...
yeah, right. You don't know when he's going to come back.
Hey, no idea.
Can we plan? No, I don't know.
That's what we...
We have no idea. It depends on the number. So.
Well, we should do that absolutely.
No. The other thing is that we don't want to play on the left. There will be
I've got some strong ideas about this, Mr. President. I don't want to do them without talking to you first, but I, for example, I've talked to Fitzsimmons, and he's going to issue an invitation, I think, if he can get his executive board to approve, for you to come to any Teamster convention, and he's going to say, anytime you do, every honor will be accorded the President of the United States, and we just go through the whole thing. That'll make Meany madder than a hornet. Conley will hit Meany on Monday, I'm sure. And I think Hodgson ought to on Sunday. I'm now convinced that... He can't. There's no.
He cannot ignore it.
Cannot ignore this. And I just think he's got to be slapped down, and it'll focus attention. I didn't mind the rudeness coming off tonight, because when they were talking about the rudeness, they had a fantastically good shot of you from the side going into the crowd, and all of the delegates
were
reaching out and grabbing you.
Of course, they were signing autographs. As usual.
Well, and that. But you see, that was good. And there was that. There was this grumpy old. Genuinely disliked leader standing there not smiling, scowling at you while you were doing it. And I just think I think people are intelligent enough to see that was a partisan jab, and that's what Hodgson ought to say, that for the first time it's now evident that George Meany puts his party ahead of his country. And do what you saw.
I appreciate, frankly, this sort of gratuitous. Bad manner.
Bad manners to the presidency of the United States.
And let him boo.
Right.
Let him boo.
Well,
I
think...
stand up. I know he feels that way, but what do you...
Well, he didn't even speak today. He's oh, terrible. Well, you did one thing, and we're going to do this. I assure you, we'll stay on this until we accomplish it. Today was Profiles in Courage. When you have to when you have to give a tough message to labor, you go right into their hall to do it. And, God, I just think people across the country, that's what people really admire, Mr. President.
I would ream, I would rather ream to them. Or does it maybe just react to them?
Well, there's an interesting thing happening in CBS. I haven't had a chance to tell you about it, but there's a hell of a power fight right now between Stanton and Solani. My betting is Stanton is going to win. He is mad over the sure thing, Stanton.
But mad why?
Oh, mad at his own people for letting it out, for using it for Solant's quotes in the newspaper. And I'm told by a very, very close friend that this could easily cause Solant to be gone. I would love to pick up the phone and raise hell with CBS over Rather's comments, but I kind of think right now...
No, don't do it. No.
Yeah, right
no,
now...
Stick with the Shore.
With the Shore thing...
The thing to do is to tell Ziegler to quit buttering. Ziegler, you know, just can't find both. It just was worse. They always trying to work on Rather. Forget Rather.
Yeah, screw him. I just wouldn't give him a damn thing. I'd leave out. Interesting, Shore was on tonight following Rather, and Shore said that the universal reaction of the delegates was that President Nixon had real guts to come here today and tell him what he told him. So, he couldn't avoid mentioning. Well, that's true. God, I've had calls from all of them down there saying that they just... even among your most vocal opponents, they all respected your coming. And anybody who goes through that convention in the next few days is going to get, any of the reporters are going to get this. But we're going to follow up with the columnist, with the editorial writers, news magazines we've done. And I think we're all right for that, I think. Well, I see.
Don't let them get the idea that I came back to Washington.
CBS said that. CBS said that you came back, you had intended to... Well, CBS said that you intended to stay with in the Bahamas, but you had, possibly out of anger at the rude treatment of the AFL-CIO delegates, you returned to Washington. So that, that was their closing line. Not down there, but we've been sure trying up here tonight. Well, we can. We'll handle that. And as I say, I'm getting all of our fellows together in the morning and laying down the marching orders. I'm getting the right kind of. I want to exploit this because I think this is a
good thing.
And I think really
don't let the rudeness deal. I'm not angry about it. I in fact, goddamn it, Zipper should not have left the president. Here was going to stay. I wasn't sure I was going to say, because I'll tell you, I got the weather report before I went.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it was going to rain Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
I decided before I went that if that was the case, I was coming back. It started to rain before I left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's really the clue before I left.
Well, we'll get that out. And that's a passing thing. Important thing is that for 5 minutes, roughly, or a little more on the couple, the lead story, and followed immediately by an NBC.
They had plenty of good positive. Live stuff.
The footage of you was outstanding, and then they had the footage of Meany, who just looked like a rude, arrogant, partisan labor leader, who selfish labor leader. Also, he, by the way, kind of interesting twist. They voted him a $15,000 pay increase today, from 75 to 90, and the networks all pointed out that this was a blatant violation of the wage price guidelines. So I just think the time has come to go after him.
I agree.
Paint him into the corner.
Let our friend over there in Washington know that he had it now. I'd let him.
Oh, hell, I
wouldn't even make it.
Well, I think we've freed Meany out completely. I already talked to
Lovestone.
To Silverman at Labor, Hudson's deputy. I said, we're just not going to deal through Meany. When we have appointments, we'll go to our friends. We'll go to Jack Lyon, some of the others who are good guys, suffrage. And the hell with it. We're just not going to deal with it. So here's John Skelly's note that was just handed to me. The president scored tremendous points. NBC and ABC take their great credit for courage. Noted at length Meany's discourtesy. CBS less favorable, but even Dan Shore gave the president credit for guts. Excellent contrast with the governor. I think
CBS less favorable.
They really are. They're pretty. At 7 o'clock now, they're getting a hell of a run from ABC. In many markets, they're not the biggest. But we have.
You would say, looking at CBS, you did not consider basically on balance negative. Or did you come off negative?
No, it didn't to me, Mr. President. I think what bothers me, I'm too close to it to tell. The slightest turn of a phrase, and I just get so goddamn mad that then it sours me on the report. I think the average person watching it, you came off beautiful because the footage of you was good. Your speaking was tremendously strong, and they used the best parts of your speech. And so, and that's what people are looking at. They're looking at that, and then they're saying, "My God, that's a terrible way those people talk." But my God, the president went right in there and socked it to me. I think the public image will be the public feeling about this will be a lot different than ours. We're too damn close. No, I think on balance we came out all right.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.